Hello, welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children, the podcast where I share the recordings of the bedtime stories I've told my children in the past. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. In today's story, we return to Flip-Flop investigating the jungle fairies who have moved in while his Uncle Flibbertigibbet is on vacation. I hope you enjoy!
As the jungle fairy ran past him, Flip-Flop turned and shouted back to it, "What's coming? Who's coming? What are you talking about?" But the fairy disappeared into the jungle. He turned back toward the tree that the jungle fairies had claimed as their home. He saw jungle fairies running back and forth and climbing up and down. They seemed to be a great deal of activity. He walked up and found a jungle fairy and stopped it by putting his paw out in front of it. "Excuse me," he said. "I'm Flip-Flop, king of the cats and of this jungle. I need a moment of your time." "Well, we're very busy preparing," said the jungle fairy. "Preparing for what?" said Flip-Flop. "Preparing to fight or leave or run. We're not really sure which yet, but they're coming." "Yes," said Flip-Flop. "So I've heard. Who's coming?" "Them," said the jungle fairy. "Who is them?" "Well," said the jungle fairy, "I don't know if I can tell you." "Not only can you tell me," said Flip-Flop, "you must tell me. I'm the king of the jungle, and you are here because of my permission. If you have brought danger on my jungle and my people, you must tell me." "Very well," said the jungle fairy. "In our homeland, which is also a jungle, it's a jungle island, we used our magics to create servants from the plants. But our servants, we were too successful. We made them too smart. And they decided they no longer wanted to be our servants. We demanded that since we had created them, they must continue to serve us. And so they rebelled. And we discovered, to our horror, that they had magic of their own. Magic as powerful as ours. And they drove us out from our homeland. But now, not content to take away our home, they are following us. We expect that they will arrive at any moment." "Why are they following you?" said Flip-Flop. "We don't know," said the jungle fairy. "Why did you not tell me this when you asked refuge here?" "We were afraid you would not let us stay." Flip-Flop turned, without another word, raced back to the palace. As he charged in through the doors, he called for servants to alert the guards of the palace and called for the captain of Flibbertigibbet's special guards. When they arrived, he sent them out to patrol the perimeter of the jungle and watch for the arrival of these plant creatures that were hunting the jungle fairies. He was not entirely sure what he would do when they arrived, but he asked that the guards make no hostile motions toward them, but instead invite them to the palace. Then he went and sat on his throne, wishing fervently that Flibbertigibbet were there. Flibbertigibbet would know how to deal with this.
Why?
Thought Flip-Flop to himself.
Why doesn't he just call him on the phone?
Because Flibbertigibbet does not take a phone with him when he goes on vacation. He's on vacation. He doesn't want to be bothered. That's why he left Flip-Flop in charge, in case there were a problem that needed dealt with. As it turns out, there is a problem that needs dealt with. Flip-Flop just wishes he weren't the one who had to deal with it.
Oh, I get it.
So,
this is getting a little weird. Oh, come on, plant servants.
A few minutes later, a servant arrived at the entrance of the throne room. "Yes," said Flip-Flop, "have the plant people arrived?" "No," said the servant, "but the jungle fairies have sent an emissary." Flip-Flop said, "Well, show it in." The jungle fairy that arrived was different than the ones that had first come. It was golden in color, with a bright red head. But like all the other jungle fairies, it had no wings. It had long, long limbs.
Long, long what?
Limbs. Very long arms and legs. It was very tall and thin. "Well," said Flip-Flop, "have you come to explain to me why you did not tell me that you were being pursued when you asked for refuge in our jungle?" "My apologies, your majesty," said the ferret. My name is Pasia, and we did not know with certainty that we were being pursued. We had hoped that after they succeeded in driving us out, the plant people would not follow us further. Said Flip-Flop. Do you have any idea why they followed you? Well, said Pasia. I expect the truth this time, said Flip-Flop, or I'll have my cat guards turn you out of the jungle. You'll have to find another place to hide. Well, said Pasia, as it turns out, when we left, we did put a shield over the island to try to stop them from following us. Said Flip-Flop. I guess that didn't work, huh? Apparently not, said Pasia. Very well, said Flip-Flop. You may stay in the palace while I consider what to do. We would ask you to wage war on the plant people on our behalf. Defend us. You have given us refuge. You must protect us. No, said Flip-Flop. I must do nothing at all. I instead will meet with these plant people if they will talk. Perhaps we can find a way to reach an agreement. No, said Pasia. You must not listen to them. They are wicked, evil things. Said Flip-Flop. I thought you created them. We erred when we created them, said Pasia. We were wrong. We were dabbling in magic we should not have. No, you must...
What are you dabbling me?
Playing around with. You should not take a risk. You must destroy them on sight. I think I've had enough advice out of you, said Flip-Flop. You may wait. Soon another one of the footage of its special panther guards arrived at the entrance to the throne room. Yes, said Flip-Flop. Have you found them? Yes, your majesty, said the panther guard. We have found them. They are strange beings. They have not been hostile towards us in any way.
What does hostile mean?
Tried to attack. They do request an audience with you. Very well, said Flip-Flop. Show them in. No, said Pasia, you must not meet with them. They have powerful magic, and they are dangerous to you. Look, said Flip-Flop, I've dealt with powerful magic before. I appreciate your concern, but I think I'll be fine. He arranged himself on his throne, and he did keep his bag of tricks close by, just in case he needed them. Then he waited. There was a rustling, and then what looked for all the world like a walking palm tree came in. He could see no eyes and no mouth on it, and it seemed to be walking by wiggling its roots. Welcome to the Palace of the Cats. I am Flip-Flop, regent for King Flibbertigibbet. I rule in his absence. The tree's leaves rustled, and when they rustle, if you listened carefully, you could hear that it made The rustling made sounds like words. The rustling sounded like this. We greet you, Regent Flip-Flop. We have come to beg that you allow us to root these evil jungle fairies out of your jungle before they continue the evil magic that they started on their island. Ah, said Flip-Flop. They tell a different story. They tell that you drove them out. They tried to destroy us after they created us, said the tree. You know, I've never talked to a person like yourself before, said Flip-Flop. Could you tell me, what are you called? I am called Frondo, said the tree. Is that your title or your name? It is both. Ah, said Flip-Flop. Are you the king of the... plant people? The plant people have no king. But I am the spokesman of our war party. We wish to force the jungle fairies to come back to the island and undo the magic they inflicted on us when they left. Ah, the shield, said Flip-Flop. Why do you wish the shield down? Do you wish to be able to come and go? The shield, said the tree, will kill us if it does not come down. It blocks out the sunlight, and we depend on the sunlight to live. Ah, said Flip-Flop. Funny that Pasia neglected to mention that. And he glared over at the jungle fairy. She said, it seemed the best way to prevent them from following us. by killing them all, said Flip-Flop. Thank you for bringing this to my attention, Frondo. You must realize that this puts me in a difficult situation. I have granted the Jungle Fairies sanctuary, but it leaves a terrible taste in my mouth, the idea of them having left behind a shield that will destroy you and your people. We must reach a compromise. Frondo, you will go back to your war party and will return with 3 representatives. Pasia, you will do the same of the Jungle Fairies. I expect you all back here in 3 hours. We will sit down and we will find a solution. And I do not know whether either of you will like it, but you will abide by it. Am I understood? Yes, Your Majesty. Very well, said Pasia. Flip-Flop turned to the leopard. He said, please send an honor guard with both the Jungle Fairy and with the Honorable Frondo to make sure they do not have trouble finding their way back to the palace. Yes, Your Majesty, said the leopard guard. And the Jungle Fairy and the tree person left. Flip-Flop went to make his preparations for the meeting.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but questions and witty commentary were supplied by my children. The music was created by Brandon Thompson. Your reviews and personal recommendations are the main way that new listeners find the show, so thank you for spreading the word. I'd love to hear your feedback, so feel free to get in touch via email or social media, which are listed in the show notes. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.